Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, the eyes of the world have been focused on Pakistan. That's where Osama bin Laden was found, and that's where he was killed by Navy SEAL Team 6. And we were wondering how Pakistanis are reacting to the news that Osama bin Laden had been living, at least for a few years, in a town not too far north of the capital there. Joining us live from Karachi is the BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So you have been speaking with people actually there and getting their reaction to this incredible news that Osama bin Laden had been in Pakistan for quite some time, despite very, very determined protestations from the government that he was not there.
Well, yes, indeed. Well, no, the government didn't say he wasn't here. They said they didn't know where he was, so that's not quite right. But yes, I'm with three Karachiites now who have been discussing all of this. I have Saba Imtiaz, who's a journalist here, and I have Aisha Tammy, who is a fashion CEO and also a TV host here, and Cyril Almeida, who is with the Dawn newspaper. So just I think one thing would be useful for the American audience who we're talking to now is that the people there were celebrating, obviously, when bin Laden was killed, and here a very sort of low-key response. Why is that?
Well, I think we need to understand that bin Laden's and al-Qaeda's virulent ideology hasn't really gained much traction in Pakistan. But at the same time, there's been some admiration for the fact that he stood up to the great American empire, Satan, etc., etc. So not so much support for al-Qaeda and Osama, but maybe a little bit of sympathy for his cause.
What, more anti-Americanism than pro-bin Ladenism?
Absolutely, more anti-Americanism. And in fact, I think if you look at polls in Pakistan, the American popularity rates are really, really low. I mean, it's just that they're sort of at 84% down or something like that. It's bad. So people here are not very fond of the Americans. But I think, you know, there's a lot the Americans can do. They can change things if they want. They can stop supporting the military establishment and, you know, look at things like trade and democracy and institution building and things like that.
Well, and let me bring in Saba Imtiaz from Express Tribune newspaper, because you attended one of the few events in this city commemorating bin Laden. There was a prayer session for him. Tell us what happened there.
Well, basically, it was a funeral prayers in absentia, and one of the reasons that they organized it was because they felt very strongly that since he had been buried at sea, that he, you know, deserves a funeral prayer. And one of the things that I thought struck quite well was, you know, that they said, you know, he has not been abandoned, we are still with him. Because obviously Saudi Arabia, I believe, refused to take his body, so they wanted to show, this was sort of a symbol to show that, you know, he still has support here. So it was basically a, you know, funeral prayers in absentia, lots of, you know, similar sounding speeches of how this was a slap on the face of America and how they would avenge his murder, etc. But, you know, 300, 400 people in a city of almost 20 million people, it doesn't really matter.
It was a tiny, tiny showing.
It was a very tiny showing. And, you know, I mean, as these things go, they're often orchestrated by the establishment. So hard to say whether it's actually genuine support or whether it's just been whipped up for no reason.
Cyril, I may just make this point to you and see whether you agree that people seem more bothered by the breach of sovereignty, Pakistan's sovereignty, than the death of bin Laden.
Absolutely. I think the big question the Pakistanis are asking, whether on the right or the left or centrists or moderates or whatever, is really how were American helicopters able to intrude into Pakistani airspace, operate on the ground for 40 minutes and then leave unimpeded? And quite frankly, it's you know, nothing short of a humiliation or humiliation for the Pakistan army.
Well, you
okay,
know,
well,
Owen Bennett-Jones, if I could break in for just a second and ask you, what do they think about these conspiracy theories? Do the Pakistanis feel like they need to see pictures of Osama bin Laden's body?
Yeah, good question, because I was just out on the streets earlier, and most people I spoke to, and I mean most, said they didn't believe he was dead. I imagine our three guests here would not take that view.
No, he's dead, definitely dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no question, he's dead.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't think so here, and I don't know, they want to see the photos, yeah?
They want to. So you say most people do, although your guests there do not. We're speaking with Owen Bennett-Jones of the BBC. He is outside a mall in Karachi, Pakistan. So you were talking earlier with them about how this is an embarrassment for the Pakistani military. How do people then think that? What do they think that means in terms of Pakistan's ability to I guess, fight terrorism or defend the nation?
Well, I think the point to make is that we haven't got the full story yet about how the Americans handled the safety of these helicopters, because it's pretty obvious that they would have taken a lot of effort to make sure they weren't going to be shot out of the sky by Pakistani aircraft, and I don't suppose they just left that to luck. I mean, there are a lot of accounts. My understanding is that the Pakistanis were communicated with once those helicopters had crossed the border, and that there were messages from the Americans that they weren't attacking the nuclear facilities, that they were going for a militant target unnamed, and that if the Pakistanis took aggressive action against the helicopters, Abbottabad would have been bombed, that site in Abbottabad would have been bombed, and that was enough to scare the Pakistanis off. So that's my understanding of it. I don't know whether any of our guests have heard any different, but something like that happened.
And what do you think about the idea that he had been living in north of Islamabad for so long? Do the people there believe the Pakistanis knew?
The Americans say it, but I mean, maybe he's only there for 2 or 3 days. You know, a lot of people think he was lured in, that the Americans are now paying a check to someone for $25 million. Who knows?
That which was the bounty on Osama bin Laden's head. And that's what you're hearing, is that they're not even, there's conspiracy theories even about whether he was living there.
Well, it's not a conspiracy theory. I mean, we just don't know how long he was there. I mean, there's no reason to believe he was there for years. I mean, I think it's extremely unlikely he was there for years. He'd have been caught. So I think it's much more likely that he was lured in. But it's all speculation, this. We just don't know.
Oh, we're speaking with Owen Bennett-Jones of the BBC. He is outside a mall in Karachi, Pakistan, which is the commercial hub of the country. So, Owen Bennett-Jones, there's a lot of discussion going on, at least here in Washington, about whether or not there needs to be a change in the relationship between Pakistan and the United States. Is there some concern there that the United States could reduce or even eliminate the aid that it sends to Pakistan?
Let me put that briefly. I don't know how many minutes you've got, but let me put that briefly to our guests, because it's an important question. The money from the United States is flowing at a great rate, billions a year. Is it going to stop?
No. I think the Americans understand that they need Pakistan because of the war in Afghanistan. We are a transit route for their supplies. And ultimately, perhaps that's why we thought we could get away with it, because, you know, what can they do?
They need you.
They need us.
There you go.
Interesting.
Back to you.
Thank you so much. That's Owen Bennett-Jones with our partner, the BBC, speaking to us outside a mall in Karachi, Pakistan.
And as Michael Scheuer yesterday from the CIA said, they are the master, we are the slave, in that Pakistani-U.S.
Yeah.
relationship, also referring to the relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia on security matters and matters of this type. More conversations throughout the day if you give us a call or head to our site. Several listeners are weighing in on our story just a few minutes ago on people taking issue with the use of Geronimo as bin Laden's code name.
Are you guys kidding me? Now someone is taking umbrage to the fact that Osama bin Laden's codename was Geronimo? Come on. Here we go. We blast somebody and shoot him in the face, the Navy SEALs do, right? And now we're sensitive? We want to see photos of somebody's face blown off, but then we're going to be sensitive about a codename for an operation?
That's listener Hector in New Jersey. Give us a call with your own view of this very contradictory and conflicted debate at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.